Parking pain. Anger at parking restrictions and fines.
Are there any problems with traffic in your town or city? What's the solution? Many local councils are adopting stricter parking policies for city centers. We asked two experts what they thought of it. Charlene Rumpton, against stricter parking policies for city centers.
I am against stricter parking restrictions. Where I live, the situation is becoming intolerable, with parking meters everywhere and more restricted zones. But worst of all, motorists are being punished for ridiculous offenses. These include things such as leaving one wheel a bit over the white line of a car park bay, failing to display your pay and display ticket correctly, or coming back just 2 minutes past the time on the ticket. I think there should be a bit more leeway with the time limits. Just recently, I got a fine for being 4 minutes late. The situation with private clamping firms is out of control, too. These companies are clamping as many cars as possible because that's how they make their money. And the council are towing away more and more cars these days. Just last month, I got back at 1 a.m. on Sunday morning to find my car was missing. I thought it had been stolen, but I eventually found out it had been towed away. It was a wet night, and the last train had long gone. Incredibly, they just told me to come back on Monday morning. They said that they towed cars away 24/7, but were closed for payments after 10 p.m. and all day Sunday. I was obliged to stay in a hotel and get up early the next morning. On top of that, I had to pay a massive £360 fine to get my car back. This has got to change. Nate Sawsby, in favor of stricter parking policies for city centers.
I'm firmly in favor of increased parking restrictions. I think there should be more controlled parking zones and more pedestrianized areas. Cars bring noise, fumes, and pollution to the city, not to mention the dangers involved. Illegally parked cars make it difficult to walk down the streets, and it's practically impossible if you've got a pram and young children. In my street, there are often cars with wheels on the pavement, which is really annoying. Of course, we can't stop cars coming in without investing in public transport. We need to spend more on buses, install tram lines, and make sure there are sufficient trains coming in and out of the city. We also need to create lots more cycle lanes so people can use their bikes. But as we're improving this, we need to establish more and more restricted parking zones and pay and display zones with parking meters. At the same time, we need to set up more park and ride schemes with massive car parks outside the city and regular buses to take people into the center. Then, if people park illegally, they should be fined heavily. This money can then be used to finance further improvements or for building more cycle lanes.